Unit 9. Memory. Jacob was having a hard time living recently due to his multiple health conditions. He was very old and frail. Frail and beginning to lose his memory. He would often try and remember things about his day and could find that there were many gaps. Gaps in his memory. The doctor said that it was from an unknown anomaly. Anomaly that showed up in one of his many tests at the hospital. They were still unsure how he acquired the anomaly, but they knew that it would begin harming his memory as he got older. Jacob just hoped that the condition would not affect all functions in his body. He wanted to at least live as normal a life as possible with his condition. During his youth, Jacob was sharp, funny, and active. His friends would find it indisputable that he was one of the smartest people that they had ever met. He studied math and science in college and went on to work at a very well-known institution. Jacob was the first to see the power of the sun as a source of energy. The research that he did was hailed as a great achievement. Achievement by the scientific community and began a new age in scientific advancements in alternative energy sources. Jacob was once a very intuitive an insightful man who went out of his way to help others with difficult problems. He was always amazing and brilliant when it came to finding a simple answer to a difficult question. He consciously tried to challenge himself to be better and help more no matter how much he achieved. He worked hard using new and inventive techniques to try and save his memory from completely failing. However, over the years, it was clear that his memory had degraded. His friends found that Jacob was becoming more reclusive and less active. One day, that stage, an intervention to try and convince Jacob to go see the doctor. At first, he was too proud to admit he needed help, but soon he listened to his friends and went to see the doctor. He told the doctor about his memory issues and about how he was finding it difficult to retrieve information that he knew. That is when they found the anomaly. Jacob saw the doctor regularly for some time, hoping that they would find the source of his illness. He greatly hoped that he could be treated and that maybe one day his problem would recede, and he would feel normal again. Despite their efforts, though, he lost total memory function in his 60s when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.